Yeah, me too. And I bet you Nancy Cox did too. She's on the line with us from LAX 18. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Were you a Touched by an Angel fan?
I was not. I'm sorry.
Didn't like that show.
I don't remember the years, but once I started on the night shift, I didn't watch a lot.
Oh, I bet.
That's
yeah.
true. I
of
bet.
Evening shows, you know, regularly. If it wasn't on reruns during the day, I didn't see it much.
Yeah. Of course, she started out as a singer and had a lot of success with that. And then in TV and movies and Harlem Nights and Beauty Shop, she was in that one. But gosh, there's just usually these obituaries occur in threes. We had, six over the weekend, and then this one.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
It's unbelievable. Well, if you can't trust Charlie Rose, who can you trust?
You know, I was thinking this morning, how would you have liked to have been that reporter? Someone walks over, and I need you to investigate Charlie Rose.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, you know, that would be tough. And
that's
now
like,
this morning, have you seen Melissa Gilbert says Oliver Stone harassed her?
Oh, no. No, I hadn't heard that.
No, haven't
really?
Seen
yeah.
that one.
Is yeah. that she right?
Said, yeah. Let's see. It was during an audition, I guess, and she ended up running out of the room crying. So it's crazy.
Somebody accused Ryan Seacrest of sexual misconduct, but I think that's absolutely ridiculous because he's so damn busy he didn't have time to be grabbing anybody. Yeah, I mean, when could he work that in?
No, exactly. He's got to be making a fortune.
Can you imagine how much money that guy's making?
Shoveling it in.
Is this just going to is this going to end? Is this going to keep going? You think it's all these accusations?
Well, I mean, it makes you think it's just going to keep going, and it's a common theme of powerful men, and I think it's. In cases of rape, it's often said it's more about the power,
yeah.
not the sex.
It's not sex.
And that's how I see this. It's more about the power. Some of these famous actresses come in, and the men think, oh, you know, you're just a woman to me, and I can exert my power over you. So it feels like it's going to keep going. And I know in not every case women have been assaulted or hurt. But just humiliated, harassed, that sense of pay to play, so to speak. So, unfortunately, I think we're going to hear more of it. I hope we don't become numb to it.
Well, you know, Deidre, you said just a few minutes ago about the Charlie Rose. Somebody said he grabbed her rear end when they were taking a picture real hard. And you said, turn around and slap him.
And don't you think, Nancy, if you're posing for a picture and someone offends you, grabs you, does something inappropriate, I hope that women will understand it is absolutely encouraged for you to turn around in that moment and smack somebody across the face or shove them and say, get your hands off me, and call attention to it in that moment.
Yeah, I think going forward, that certainly has to be the attitude and hopefully will be. I think that in many cases, don't you think there's just this sense of surprise? You're standing there with Charlie Rose.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And did that just happen? And and all these people are looking at me and we're posing for this picture. What do I do? But I think going forward now, women have a green light.
You know,
back of the hand.
If you're offended, and you may think it's funny and you may laugh it off and move on because it may be a good friend of yours that does it, and you go, oh, stop, and you move on. But if it's something that is way out of line and it's somebody that does not have permission or access to do something like that, in that moment, moving forward, we've got to do something about it.
Now we've got
agree with more, 100%.
More women now accusing George H.W. Bush of groping. And at this point, the only famous men not accused of sexual misconduct are Tom Hanks and Lego Batman, I think. I think everybody else has been kind of hit up. Hey, thank you, Nancy. We'll be watching tonight.
Thanks.
Nancy, and happy Thanksgiving.